and you've found the High School Football Game of the Week here on Sunny 101.3. Tonight's action is brought to you by our Sunny Sports Boosters. Kickoff is just moments away. We send it now to John Nixon and Randy Gatula.
Time now to turn our attention to high school football tonight on Sunny 101.3. The Auburn Bulldogs tonight on the road at DC West. They're headed up to Valley to take on the Ravens tonight. Both teams come in with records of 2 wins and 1 loss on the season. The only loss for DC West last week, they lost to Boone Central, a very good football team. Auburn's only loss, a 1-point loss in the season opener to number 2-ranked Ashland Greenwood. Should be a good matchup, at least on paper tonight. We'll find out about it on the field tonight. That's why they play the games. I had a chance to visit with the head coach of the Ravens, Mike Troy, and, of course, with Auburn Bulldog head coach Tony Jansen about tonight's matchup and get some insight into these two teams. We'll come back on the Purdue State College Game of the Week. We'll visit with both coaches beginning after this 2-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
At Lundsman Realty, we provide you with the expertise, exposure, and care you deserve. We can handle all your real estate needs. If you're considering buying or selling a home, farm, business, or acreage, give us a call. With this fast-paced, ever-changing real estate market, hire Lundsman Realty to work for you. We're members of the Great Plains and Midlands Regional MLS, and we'd love the opportunity to earn your business. Call or click LundsmanRealty.com or find us on Facebook. Lundsman Realty, simplified, satisfied, sold, an equal housing opportunity.
Hey everyone, this is Andy Armbruster at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. Are you in the market for a new or quality pre-owned vehicle? Look us up online at armbrustermotors.com. You'll find a great selection of new and quality one-owner vehicles. For 70 years, we've been servicing Southeast Nebraska, Northeast Kansas, and Northwest Missouri. So be sure to look us up. Your next vehicle is waiting at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbrusters go the extra mile.
Community Medical Center in Falls City is proud to announce the addition of Ortho Midwest with Dr. Adam Streit, providing orthopedic and sports medicine services. Dr. Streit will be doing surgeries on Mondays and holding clinic hours each Tuesday. Community Medical Center continues to be recognized as one of the top 20 critical access hospitals in the nation for quality of care. And now proud to offer Ortho Midwest and sports medicine services with Dr. Streit, always making a difference at Community Medical Center in Falls City.
The people at Citizens Bank and Trust in Rockport and Mound City know that not only does the community depend on the bank for growth and help in area projects, the bank also depends on the community. Citizens Bank and Trust provides loans for farm, home, auto, and more. Stop in and see the people who work for you and your community. Citizens Bank and Trust, Rockport and Mound City, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Welcome back to our pregame show. We're going to visit now with head coach Mike Troy of the DC West squad as they host Auburn tonight. Coach, let's talk a little bit about the football season up to this point. 2 wins, 1 loss on the year. Third of the season over already. Hard to believe. How's things going for your team overall?
I'd say the biggest thing is we're staying healthy. That's number one. Number two, I really like the senior leadership this year, and we really focus on trying to start fast and do things the right way, and we think that that's going to lead to success on the football field. So I'd say that's kind of the big difference between this year and last year is just the maturation process.
Mm-hmm. All to have those upperclassmen to lead the football squad. Tell me about what I'm going to see tonight when I see your squad out there on offense. What am I going to be looking at?
Well, we're going to be doing basically multiple different packages and things like that. There's a lot of different guys that can get the football for us. We got Matt Beck, number 20, very solid player, big guy. He's good for those tough yards. And then we have Caden Jensen, who's right now our leading rusher. He's our running back, and he'll get the ball a fair amount, too. He can run and catch. And then we have some other guys on there, our quarterback, Jonas Mears Richmond. He's good throwing the ball and running the ball. Might as well see Gage Gregorich in there, too, as well. Just a little bit of a mix up there. He can also play receiver for us. And then we have a couple little speedsters there. Gavin Jensen is one of those guys, number 25. He's been a really bright spot this year. And we'll try to mix it up and do what we can against a very, very good Auburn team.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've not had a chance to see Auburn yet, but I have to go visit with Coach every week. They like to run the ball. So what's that problem? Does that pose for your defense?
Well, not only do they like to run the ball, they're good at it, and they can hit you a bunch of different ways. Their quarterback, number 7, he's legit. He's one of those guys that pops on film, very elusive in the field. He doesn't take a lot of shots from tacklers. He's pretty shifty, and so we're definitely gonna keep our eye on him. But you can't forget about number 15, receiving, things like that. I mean, you got good running backs. They got the whole gamut. Especially up front too, they're very, very physical. They get off the ball with some bad intentions, and so we're gonna have to match that intensity, both offensively and defensively.
Mm-hmm. And the size matchup for the two teams, how's that look?
Size matchup looks to be pretty even. So as far as size matchup goes, I think, just based off of, we saw them a little bit in 7-on-7 this summer. Size-wise, comparable. I might say Auburn has a slight size edge overall. We do have a couple of pretty big boys, but I would say overall, slight size edge to Auburn.
Okay. And, Coach, I guess if you would, just give us a couple of keys of the game tonight if things are going well for your squad.
Well, I think for us, we just got to play assignment football. We got to trust the process. We got to trust what we're doing, number one. Number two, no turnovers, which is kind of redundant, every team saying that. But, mm-hmm. No, we really – to have a chance to be successful against Auburn, we have to keep the ball from being given away to the other team. That said, penalties as well. And then, just when your number's called on offense or defense, you got to stand and deliver, because, like I said, it's a very talented Auburn squad, and we have to play really, really sound in order to have a chance to be successful.
All right, Coach, thanks for taking time to visit with us. Good luck in the ball game tonight.
All right, no problem. Thank you very much, sir.
We'll be back with more of our pregame show coming up after this 2-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
Hi, this is Randy Gatula. I get my cellular service from A1 Cellular, and you should too. Visit my friend Kim and her wonderful staff at A1 Cellular at 1015 Central Avenue in Auburn. They will provide you with a new unlimited data plan for just $30 a month with 4 lines. That's A1 Cellular, 402-274-1441.
Hall Funeral Chapel of Fall City in Auburn. Dignity, quality, and caring. Everything a family deserves. Hall Family Funeral Services. We are a full service, providing the most elaborate funeral service to the simplest graveside service. Since no two people are exactly alike, neither should their funeral ceremony be alike. Hall Funeral staff provide pre-need counseling, no charge. Contact Todd at Hall Family Funeral Service.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holman's has them. See Ben or Janice Holman at Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City. Holman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running, from parts and service. You can view Holman's Ford entire inventory online at holmanford.com.
Welcome back to our pregame show. It's time now to turn our attention to the Bulldogs of Auburn High School, Coach Tony Jansen. Coach, let's review the season a little bit. We talked to you weekly in the coaches' show, but after 3 weeks, your kids are playing well, sounds like. What do you think about the first third of the season?
you know, we liked the way that we've been growing, and we knew, I mean, we really opened with what we thought to be a pretty tough schedule. We got some good opponents right off the bat. You know, you start off with a really strong every year Ashland team, and we knew that would be a big game for us. And, you know, it was a frustrating game, a disappointing game, and the fact that we were able to get out to a two-touchdown lead and a chance then to win it at the end after they came back and weren't able to get it done. But I think our guys learned a lot from that. We came back and played better up on the road at Fort Calhoun, and were able to get a big win up there, and then against another solid opponent. And then, you know, this last week against Platteview, a team that we knew coming into the year would be really good with all they returned, and they really have been. They've been playing well. They're a very physical team, a lot of talent throughout, and won a hard-fought game there. So I think we've gotten better each week, and that's all you can really ask for from your guys, and that's going to be the goal moving forward, is to continue to improve each week.
We were talking during the coaches show this week. Sounds like last week in your win over Platteview, interesting, we sometimes, coaches never do this, but fans, they kind of, oh, special teams. Well, punt return for touchdown, I think you said you had a blocked fake punt. You had to win all three aspects of the football game. Sounds like you're playing pretty well in that aspect of it.
Special teams has been, I think, an early strength for us. You know, we've had some young guys that are really talented that aren't able to get on the field yet, offensively or defensively, that have taken pride in that third phase of the game. And so overall, throughout the first three games, I feel like that's been a pretty good area for us. And like you said, yeah, it was real up and down. You know, we got a punt return for a touchdown from Ryan Binder that helped open up a two-score lead. As Platteview got the momentum in the second quarter, it was kind of capped off by a block punt safety that was just big. And, you know, we were able to come around and answer that with our punt coach. Coach Bianchi had a good fake in. Coach Grafton was able to recognize when that was open, and he made sure he got that in. And that was a big play for us in the second half, converting a first down on a fake punt. So, yeah, I mean, that's a huge, obviously, phase of the game that sometimes gets forgotten. And it was, you know, although it hurt us a little bit week three, I think more than that, it helped us win the game. So that was big.
Tell me about your offense this year. What am I going to see tonight?
Well, I mean, the run game's our strength right now. We returned four starters from last year up front. We got a lot of good backs that we can get the ball to, both inside and on the edge. And, you know, obviously we try to balance that to a certain extent with the pass game, particularly play action passes. But we're going to establish the run first, which has kind of been our MO for a while, but especially I think with what we got. But we feel like we can provide a lot of diversity even in that run game and how we hit, you know, hurt you with it and who we hurt you with. And so I think that's important, where even if you're going to be a little bit one-dimensional, within that one dimension, can you offer some different looks? Can you still put some stress on the defense in a number of ways? And that's what we're trying to do.
DC West coming off their first loss of the season to a very good Boone Central team last week, but what will we see? What do you expect to see out of DC West in this game?
Yeah, they're a much improved team. They're also, I think, going to try to establish the run. You know, it might be a quick game for fans here in terms of how fast the clock goes, but that's going to be the goal for us on both sides, is win the ground game. You know, be able to run the ball and also be able to stop the run. But they got some good size up front. They got some backs that run it hard. And, you know, they're the team that's really building confidence each week. Like you said, they ran into a tough test last week, not only playing a good Boone Central team, but having to go up there for the game. So, you know, I think it's important that we don't read too much into that loss. They're a good and proved team, and they'll be it'll be a good test for us again.
All right, Coach, if you would, just kind of tell us what are the keys you're talking to kids about this week for an Auburn win?
Well, we keep talking right now. You know, you come off a big win. Not only was that a big win with Platteview last week, it was homecoming, not all those distractions. It's easy to let up after a win like that, even when you got another good opponent. So it's important this week that, you know, we were just getting better every day. And, you know, we always talk about it. You know, we break on 1-0, focusing one play at a time, one day at a time. And I think this is a week that's really, really important. And, you know, we just continue to hammer the fundamentals and get better in the little aspects of the game every day.
All right, Coach, thanks for taking time to visit with us. Good luck in the game tonight.
Thanks, John.
We'll be back with more of a pregame show after this two-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
Jim Hills in Fall City is your home decorating center. Visit the store at 1619 Chase Street in Falls City. You'll find a well-stocked name brand paint department with all the painting supplies and computerized color matching. Shop the latest in floor covering, window treatments, and accessories to accent and beautify your home. Chat with the friendly staff. They're happy to answer any questions. Jim Hills in Falls City. Call 402-245-4444. That's 402-245-4444.
Nemaha County Hospital wants to remind you to wear your mask to protect yourself as well as others when you are in a public setting. COVID-19 rates are going back up, and we want everyone to be safe and healthy. Masks work best when everyone wears one. Still need to get your vaccination? Check out the Nemaha County Hospital Facebook page for information on where you can get a vaccination right here in Nemaha County. Nemaha County Hospital, giving our best so you can live your best.
Mom, I got the job. I got the job.
That's fantastic. Is it more money?
It's a lot more money.
Oh, you deserve it for working so hard at the community college.
I'm not done yet. I'm going to get my bachelor's degree.
Wow, where?
Peru State College. They offer degrees completely online. They didn't hassle me about what courses transferred, and they offer in-state tuition to everyone.
Do you think I could go too?
Of course. Just visit Peru State College at peru.edu.
Sapp Brothers, located at 1521 Harlan. Call 245-2406 and order a whole pizza for $12. They have all your favorites, pepperoni, hamburger, meat lovers, supreme, veggie pizza, and many more varieties to choose from. They also have breakfast pizza, like biscuits and gravy pizza, and cheese sticks as well. Sapp Brothers of Falls City, the one stop to fill your car and your tummy. Sapp Brothers of Falls City with mom-approved bathrooms.
Welcome to Valley, Nebraska. Good evening, John Nix, along with you here on Sunny 101.3 tonight as we get ready for Auburn Bulldog football. As the Bulldogs are here in Valley to take on the Douglas County West squad tonight. The Ravens coming in here 2-1, just like the Bulldogs, or the Falcons, not the Ravens, excuse me. Got my teams all mixed up. The Ravens are on KTNC tonight. Anyway, Douglas County West Falcons and the Auburn Bulldogs coming up here. Auburn has won 2 in a row after that very gut-wrenching opening loss to number 2-ranked Addison Greenwood by 1 point on the opening night of the season. They have since picked off 2 wins, including last week's victory over a very good Platteview team. DC West, their only loss is to 9th-ranked Boone Central, a team that they lost to last week. Other than that, they won their first 2 games and then got beat, as we said, last week. Tonight, during our ball game, we'll be talking about these teams and also give you a few programming notes tonight. The Falls City Tigers are on the air tonight on sister station KTNC, 1230 AM and 107.1 FM tonight. The Tigers are up the road at Louisville, taking on the Lions tonight. The Lions and the Tigers tonight over on KTNC. Randy Gatula and Tom Bartek with the call on that one. And tonight, here it will be Auburn on the air on Sunny 101.3. We'll hope to get some updates from the Falls City Sacred Heart game and other games around the area tonight. So if you've got scores, you can send them to us and we'll pass it along as the evening goes. The two teams are huddled up with their coaches getting final instructions prior to this one. It's 71 degrees in Valley. A little breeze out of the north at about 9 miles an hour as we approach kickoff here at 7 o'clock tonight on Sunny 101.3. We'll take a 2-minute timeout. We'll come back and we'll take a look at the starting lineups for tonight's ballgame on Sunny 101.3.
Is it time to buy or sell? How about a property that needs to be managed?
Yeah.
Call on the pros at Poppy Realty and Management in Falls City. They can provide you with management services for your farm, ranch, or recreational property and can also assist you in buying or selling your property. Brian Poppy is a licensed broker in Nebraska and Kansas. Here to help you seal the deal. Call Poppy Realty and Management today and rest easy because you're in good hands. Call 245-5808 or visit 1616 Harlan Street in Falls City.
The answer is yes, SBS.
At SBS Insurance, we believe in service beyond the sale. We are fortunate to have multiple competitive...
Can you hear me?
...to quote your personal, farm, business, and life insurance needs. By taking advantage of our annual renewal review, you can rest assured that you have the right coverage for the most competitive rate. Contact your local SBS office today to see how we can provide you service beyond the sale.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well-equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto Self-Serve and save money today.
Take a look at the starting lineups tonight for the Auburn Bulldogs on offense tonight for Coach Tony Jansen. He's going to go with this set. His ends tonight will be Rylan Bellstorff, 170-pound junior. We'll also see Blake Allen out there, a 210-pound junior, to tight end. We'll see Cale Clark at an end tonight. He is a 145-pound senior. We'll see Ryan Binder at an end, 155 and a senior. And we will also see Maverick Binder out there tonight. Maverick Binder will play at end as well tonight for the Bulldogs. Maverick, if I can find all my numbers here, there he is. He is a 160-pound sophomore. In the backfield tonight for the Bulldogs, the quarterback, Ryan Dixon, 180 pounds and a senior. The running backs, we'll see Brad Hall, 180-pound senior. We'll also see Tate Hugnight, a 180-pound junior for the Auburn Bulldogs. Those are the starters and some of the added players that we will see in tonight's ballgame for the Auburn offense. When the Bulldogs are on defense, it's going to be many of the same players, obviously. Ryan Bellstorff is a starter, along with Ryan Dixon. He'll be in the defensive backfield. Brad Hall will be in there at a linebacker. We'll have Tate Hug in on defense, 185-pound junior. Ryan Binder, defensive back, 155-pound and a senior. Also on the defense tonight, Braden Gertis, 190-pound junior, moves in there on the defensive side. Trent Hall, 230 and a senior on the defensive line, along with Stetson Nyman, the 180-pounder and a senior. Brett Baltensberger, 6'4", 210-pounder, up on that D-line tonight for the Bulldogs as well. Out there at the end spot, Austin Levine, 195-pound junior, and Wyatt Rowell, a 220-pound junior, also on the defensive line tonight for the Auburn Bulldogs. When Auburn's on defense tonight, the ball goes over the D.C. West Ravens and Coach Mike Troy's offense tonight will be led by Jonas Mears Richmond. Jonas Mears Richmond, a 158, a sophomore. In the backfield with him tonight, we'll see Gavin Jensen, a 132-pound junior. Hayden Jensen will be in there as well. Some running back, maybe some split out. He's a 167-pound senior. Matt Beck, a 202-pound senior, will be in the backfield. We'll see Gage Gregorich tonight. Gregorich, 172 pounds and a senior. He'll play some end. He might even sneak in there some at quarterback, we understand. Caleb Trost is a 266-pound junior that will play some end. And the offensive line includes Neil Hartman, 287-pound senior at 6'3". Ryan Foster, a 213-pound junior. Gavin Wood, a 252-pound senior. The little guy, C.J. Wazorik, 175 and a senior. And the other offensive line starter, 223-pound junior, Kale Dembinski, for the Ravens here tonight of D.C. West. Crowd still arriving here at the ballgame. Just a beautiful night for football. Don't really expect to see lots of passes tonight, so the wind out of the road. We got an east-west football field here tonight, which we don't see often, but we have an east-west field here tonight, so what wind there is will be blowing across the field from the north to the south into the face of the Auburn bench over there. They're on the south side all by themselves over there on the far side. All the fans are here on the north side, and all the fans sit over on this side for tonight's ball game. As we've said, over on Sister Station, PTNC tonight, it is Fall City at Louisville taking on the Lions tonight. Looking at some of the numbers for Auburn on this season, Ryan Dixon, their quarterback, he has hit 17 out of 36 passes on your 47%. He is averaging around 12.9 yards per completion and 73 yards a game on the year. He's thrown three touchdown passes so far this season. Rushing the football, Dixon leading the way there also for the Bulldogs. 65 carries for 451 yards, having nearly 7 yards a carry. Has six touchdowns on the year, a couple of 100-yard games. Also running the ball for the Bulldogs, we have Brad Hall, second, 5.9 yards per carry, 27 carries, 160 yards on the season, and Tate Hug, 31 carries for 130 yards, 4.2 yards per carry on the season. Leading receiver is Ryan Binder with 9 catches for 132 yards in the game or on the season. And Bellstorp, that is Ryan Bellstorp, with 5 catches for 7 yards. He averages 14 yards per catch. We'll take one more 2-minute timeout and be back with the kickoff on Sunny 101.3.
Tiffany Care Centers has been providing quality care from people who care for 40 years. At Oregon Care Center, Tiffany Heights, Pleasant View, we offer short and long-term rehabilitation, 24-hour skilled nursing care, respite care, and one-on-one speech, occupational, and physical therapy. You deserve the best, and the best is at Tiffany Care Center facility. Go to tiffanycare.com to see how we can help you.
There's nothing like football. The lights, the cheers of the crowd, and getting a chance to see our local athletes and kids give it all they've got. Come to a game. Support our local schools. Frontier Bank. Good with money. We're an equal housing lender. Member FDIC. Online at frontbank.com.
Frontier Bank. Fall City and Stella.
Have you had an injury that's keeping you away from your sport? The Johnson County Hospital's Physical Therapy Department wants to help you out. These guys are good, and whether it's something serious like an ACL to a minor sprain, they make an individual plan that's based on your goals. The staff are former athletes themselves. They get it, and with their top-of-the-line equipment at their disposal, your injury? Well, game over. Visit the Johnson County Hospital website to learn more. That's the Johnson County Hospital in Tecumseh, where you're taken care of. Have you had an injury that's keeping you away from your sport? The Johnson County Hospital's Physical Therapy Department wants to help you out. These guys are good, and whether it's something serious like an ACL to a minor sprain, they make an individual plan that's based on your goals. The staff are former athletes themselves. They get it, and with their top-of-the-line equipment at their disposal, your injury? Well, game over. Visit the Johnson County Hospital website to learn more. That's the Johnson County Hospital in Tecumseh, where you're taken care of.
This is Sunny 101.3.
And we welcome you back here to Valley, Nebraska, the home of the Ravens, and we are ready to get things going here tonight. Kicking off for Auburn is going to be Trayvon Shaw. The deep end should be Antoine Wright and Evan Jensen back there deep for the Ravens. Auburn will kick into the sun. They're going to go left to right as we look at it toward the west goal line here in the first quarter this evening. I don't give you the time a lot tonight. It's because I can't really see the clock. It's down in the west end zone beyond the extra 30 yards of grass and the 8-lane track and behind the fence. And it's kind of difficult to see around the corner. But what a beautiful facility we have here at Valley tonight to work out of. So thanks to folks at Valley. We're set and ready to go. And we are ready to boot it away. Trayvon Shaw already tees it up at the 40-yard line. 11-man football here this evening. And the official says kick it off. And Shaw will hit a low liner. It's going to bounce. Picked up at the 20. Coming back up the 25. Man breaks outside 30, 35. Still on his feet. The 40, the 45. And down here in the field with the football is going to be Caden Jensen. Jensen got a nice return on that. He didn't have a lot of room to work that sideline, but he did a great job getting down there on the football for the Raven. So it will be DC West football starting out at their own 49-yard line with 11:52 to go here in quarter number one tonight. They're on the left hash mark. Jonas, here's Richmond. That quarterback, he'll line up in the pistol. They'll split him in wide right. Wingman going in motion. They fake. They give the ball off to the formerly set back in there with him. And taking the ball straight forward into Auburn territory. Caden Jensen, he'll move the ball to the Bulldog. 48-yard line. It will be a gain of about two, almost three. We'll call it second down and seven on the play. Get in there for the Bulldog. The defensively was Levine on the stop. The ball stays left side of the field, left hash mark. Now we've got two receivers. We've got a wide right, a slot right. Wingman on either side and coming around, taking the ball on the handoff from the right to the left. And short yardage that time is going to be Jensen. Again, this time it is Gavin Jensen. Gavin Jensen will make it third down and four as he picks up a yard on the play. So two carries. Well, net nearly 4 yards here. And now third down and six. Pistol set, receivers two to the right, wingman on the left side. And the quarterback draws back. He looks, he throws over the middle. It's caught close to a first down and hit and driven back immediately by Dixon, is the receiver. And they say he got just enough to get the first down. And we got an Auburn player walking off the field, and he's got a DC West Raven helmet stuck in his face mask. Wyatt Rowell was walking around, and he had the face mask. He had the whole helmet in his face mask there for Kevin Wood. And first pass completes the game. Good for 6 yards and a first down. And now first down and 10. Two receivers wide right, one to the left on first and 10. The ball spotted at the 40-yard line. And the quarterback gives off to a running back. Oh, my. Buried in the backfield that time. That was Jensen on the carry. That time it was Gavin Jensen on the carry, and Gavin found nothing but white jerseys. He's going to lose 2 yards on that play. And they'll bring up second down and 12 yards to go now for the Ravens. So here we go over the football. Second and 12 now. They've got Matt Beck lined up. He goes in motion from left to right. Quarterback will hand it off with the football. It's going to be Caden Jensen. Caden Jensen got almost back to the original line of scrimmage. He's going to pick up 1 yard on the play. And it's now third and long, third and 11 again. Quarterback Jonas Mears-Richmond comes over to the sideline. Waits for the play call from the coach who sets it in there with Gavin Jensen. The one-for-one passing, good for a first down on their first third down play. For the Ravens, they'll go trips left this time, ball in the middle of the field. Pistol set, motion man going across, staying in the block. Quarterback will hand it off, and it's going to be carried by Caden Jensen. And Caden Jensen has nowhere to go, and he is going to be met in the middle of the line there. Getting up off the pile Hall and Brett Baltensberger. It's going to bring up fourth down and 11. No gain on the play. So here we go. Fourth and 11. The ball at the Auburn 41-yard line. The punter is Gage Gregorich. And a man in motion goes back. They snap it through to the punter, and the punt is an end-over-end kick. And the ball is going to get by everybody, and it's going to roll into the end zone. The deep man back there, the Bulldog, is Ryan Binder. That one got by Ryan and started rolling. There's nothing he can do about it. And it will bring up first down and 10 for Auburn. were at their own 20-yard line. So the Bulldogs get their hands on the ball for the first time in the ball game with 8:24 to go here in the first quarter. No score in the ball game. Bulldogs first possession. Split man wide right, Ryland Belstorff out on the left side over there. And now it's going to be a toss back, running left side, picking up ground over there on the far side is going to be Brad Hall. Brad Hall across the 25 right down. We're going to call him right on the 25-yard line. Call it a gain of 5 on first down. So second and 5 now for Auburn. Break out of the huddle in a hurry. Spot the ball to 25, split men wide to either side of the field. Ryan Dixon in that pistol set. Low snap, picks it up, hands the ball off, running straight forward for a first down, and dropping the football. Carrying the ball was Tate Hug. He had the first down. He just spun around when he spun. As he was falling backwards, the ball came out of his hands, and the Ravens have a football back. The ball will be spotted at the 34-yard line. It was a 9-yard game, but a fumble. And the first play goes to the Ravens. So they fumble it, and now it is first down and 10. Again, the ball at 34 of Auburn. And now quarterback back to pass, throws over the middle. It's up. It is in and out of the hands of an intended receiver. That time down the field trying to make the catch for the Ravens. If he'll turn around, we'll tell you who it was. Headed down there that time, the intended receiver, Riker Wohler, the sophomore. And he had it on his hands but could not come up with it. It'll bring up second down and 10. Clock stopped at the 7:40 mark of this first quarter. No score. Two receivers left. Wingman right side. Turn. Give the ball off. That's going to be Jensen on the carry. Short yardage. Inside the 35. That's going to be Peyton Jensen carrying the ball. They'll move the ball to the 29 of Auburn, a gain of about 4 on the play. So now we face another third down for DC West. Third down and 6. Quarterback Jonas Mears Richmond calling the snap and the pistol. Beside him is Gavin Jensen. And the ball is picked up by the quarterback. He dropped it, and that gave the Bulldogs plenty of time to get there. That would be a loss on the play. Leading the way defensively that time for the Bulldogs, the first 2 men in there. Blake Allen along with Wyatt Rao. It's going to be, you'll call it no gain on the play. So the quarterback just couldn't get a clean catch on it that time, but he was able to keep the football in his hand. And now it's fourth down and 6. They're down to the Auburn 30-yard line. Actually, they lost about a yard on the play. We'll leave it fourth and 6. Quarterback rolling right. He looks. He's got a man. He tosses it up and over the top. Intended down the field there for Matt Beck. It was a little too tall. Back there on the coverage, Ryan Belstorff for the Auburn Bulldogs. And the Bulldogs take over on downs. They'll get it first and 10 at their own 28 up off their own 30-yard line. So the turnover does not cost Auburn. And they get it back with 6:20 to go here in quarter number 1. No score. Auburn with the football. Squarely in the middle of the field. Changing out footballs here. A little break while we do that. Getting what breeze there is blowing across the field. Dixon, back by himself, takes a snap, runs left, he breaks tackles, he's on the sideline, he cuts in the middle, he's off to the races, he's at the 40 of the Ravens, nobody's going to catch Ryan Dixon, don't block him, there you go, and Dixon will go 70 yards for the score, he ran to the left and he ends up in the right corner of the end zone, 70 yards for Ryan Dixon, and the Bulldogs take the lead, 6-0. So a 70-yard run by the senior quarterback for the Bulldogs will give them a lead here in quarter number 1. but Dixon now has to line up to kick it. Score coming with 6:04 to go here in quarter number one, a 70-yard run again by Ryan Dixon. He'll kick the extra point attempt. It's up, and it is good. Auburn leads 7-0. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Althea in Bern, Kansas and Bonnie City, Nebraska, the fastest-growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits, including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website Althea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Althea.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Our scoring recap is brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services of Auburn and Falls City, Jake or Tasha in Auburn or Weston within Falls City. It's a one-play, 70-yard drive run by Ryan Dixon, and he kicked the extra point to make it 7-0. 6:04 to go here in quarter number one. That's the Bulldog score. We're ready to kick it off again. Auburn has it teed up, and the kick away here by Shaw, and it's going to be taken back at around the 16-yard line, and it's going to be back up out across the 30, the 35, and to the 40 goes Aiden Jensen. Jensen with another nice return, just like earlier in the ballgame. Jensen will take it all the way out to the 40-yard line. Started about his own 16. So the Bulldog defense now will need to get another stop here. Clock at 5:53 to go in quarter number one. Jonas Mears Richmond, the quarterback, on the left hash mark. He's got a receiver left, a wingman on the right side, and one setback, quarterback keeper, and Mears Richmond goes straight forward, and he'll be out to the 43.5, maybe the 44, like gain of about 4, second down and 6 for the sophomore quarterback. 4-yard pickup. Now the play call coming in again from Gavin Jensen. He'll alternate in with Caden Jensen, looks like, on bringing those plays in. Gavin a junior, Caden a senior. So this time we'll go trips right, wingman, and a set on the left side. The ball on the left hash. That man goes in motion. They give him the ball. That's Beck. He turns the corner. He's up the field for a first down and more. He is a load, 202 pounds, defensive legs, knees, and elbows. And he will get all the way down to the Bulldog, 45-yard line. Nice play. Good run. Pick up on the play of 11 yards and a first down for Matt Beck and the Ravens. They just doubled their yardage total on that play. All right, Bulldogs defense facing first and 10 by that Raven offense again. Now to the right hash mark. Split receivers wide to the right. Motion man comes across on a sweep. The defense pushes him back. That's going to be Gavin Jensen. They force him around the back of the quarterback on the sweep, and they'll push him all the way back out to the 47-yard line. Loss of 2 on the play. So that time, Gavin Jensen with nowhere to go. Now we'll come up on second down and long, second and 12 from the 47-yard line. The Bulldogs forced one punt and forced a turnover on downs so far in the first quarter. Trips left, slot on the right, wingman coming across, quarterback fakes the handoff, bounces to the outside, comes up and taken out of bounds by two men. Taking him down, Ryan Dixon for the Bulldogs, along with Ryland Belstorp. And it's going to bring up third down and 10, gain of a couple on the play. And now it brings up third down and 10 yards to go. Everything from short sleeve shirts and shorts to leather coats and blankets here in the stands tonight at Valley. Trips right, quarterback in the pistol. He's got a running back on his right hip on the left hash mark. Third down and 10. He drops. He rolls to the right. He looks. He's got pressure. He throws and short of his intended receiver, trying to get it up the field there to Caleb Trost, and the ball came up short of the target, and it brings up a fourth down and 10 yards to go. Now, 7-0 Auburn leads. The ball is at the 45 of the Bulldogs, and it's punt formation. Gage Grigorich back there in punt formation. Last time they brought him in across the formation to possibly take a short snap. Didn't happen. There he goes again, this time left to right. Back to the punter. Pretty good snap. The punt is away. It's a high, high punt. Comes down at the 15-yard line. Getting it back there and bringing it back up the field, Ryan Binder. Ryan gets it back out to the 21-yard line, where Auburn will take over the football. It's caught about the 15, got it back. They'll spot on the 21-yard line. Auburn leading 7-0. They take the ball with 3:11 to go here in quarter number one. And now the Bulldogs over the football, and we get a different quarterback in there, Trayvon Shaw in this time. He'll hand the ball straight forward and running the ball. Ooh, maybe some face masks there. Let's see. No flags. Coming straight up the field with that time, Brad Hall for the Bulldogs. Brad got hit. He picked up about 3 yards on the play. Pickup of about 3 will make it 2nd and 7. Again, in a quarterback now, Trayvon Shaw. 2 receivers on either side, and Ryan Dixon goes in motion from right to left. Shaw pitches it back. It's going to be Hall on the left side. Hall's got running room, first down and more. Late, late flag in the backfield. Hall's all the way out to the 41-yard line. Oh, my goodness. And a hold 15 yards behind where the ball was. Ryan Dixon had a defender, knocked him to the ground, and looked what I caught in the corner of my eye was laying on top of him, and they threw a flag for holding back there. That's going to be a spot foul. It would have been a gain of, well, from the 25 out of the 41, 16-yard gain. And now with the penalty, it's going to bring up a 2nd and a bunch from the 15. They need to get to the 31, so it's 2nd and 16 with the hold at their own 15-yard line. So Auburn backs up for the field of the punt. Now, twin receivers either side of the field. Quarterback Shaw takes a snap. He looks, he fires, he's got a man caught, and they break free over there on the far side from Owen. Ryland Bellsworth with the catch. He'll be out across the 25, and they're going to spot him at the 29-yard line, a 14-yard pickup on the pass. So a nice job on the pass play there. Auburn's first pass completion of the ball game, 87 yards on the ground, and now 14 passing. Handoff straight ahead. Hall battling forward on third down and a couple, and I don't think he got there. Oh, maybe he did. Yeah, he did. He got 3. He needed 2. He got 3. So it's a first down for the Bulldogs. Hall with the pickup. Moves the ball forward for Auburn. Here's a snap back. Shaw takes it, hands it off to Dixon. Dixon tries the right side. He is spun down after a short gain on the play. Not much going there. If anything, we'll call it a 2nd and 10. No gain on the play. 2nd down, 10 to go. In the first quarterback at Jake Brown Stadium, Fall City Sacred Heart leading their opponent, Meade, tonight, 14-0, about halfway through the first quarter. Here's a snap back and handoff to Dixon. Runs left, tries to cut back, got hit from behind and pushed forward. He'll be across the 35 and out to about the 37-yard line. Bring up 3rd down and 4. They get 6 on the play. 3rd down and about 4 to go. Auburn Bulldogs with the lead, 7-0 here early on in the ball game. Here we go, back and quarterback, and get the ball out of there, field it to Ryan Binder, and Ryan is caught and hit immediately, and he'll lose yardage. He'll bring up fourth down and 8. Loss of 3 on the play. That play didn't work, and now Auburn likely to go to punt formation here. Trayvon Shaw moves quarterback to punter. A deep man back here is going to be Guggenrich, I believe. And we've got into the first quarter. 7-0 Auburn after 1 in Valley. We're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
C&M Seed Center, LLC, is your bulk seed headquarters in Mound City. They are seed dealers for Asgro, DeKalb, and Burris Power Hybrids, carrying all varieties of corn and soybeans, including the new Don Mario bean with Enlist. On-farm delivery of some seeds and great financing options are available, too. If you need seed, look no further. Call Kirby Miles at C&M Seed Center, LLC, 660-442-6085. Or stop by 302 West 2nd Street in Mound City. That's C&M Seed Center in Mound City, Missouri.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or Weston Witt in Falls City. Your local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
7-0 Bulldogs at the end of the first quarter here at Valley, Nebraska. I could eat it, John Nix, along with you. And here's the punt. And it's back to the 30-yard line, picked up there by Jensen. And moving the ball up the field is Gavin Jensen from his own 30-yard line into Bulldog territory. Excellent return by Gavin Jensen. The punt there by Auburn, Trayvon Shaw. And it's going to be all the way to the Bulldog. Well, they'll set the ball down here eventually, I think. So we've got an injured Raven player over on the far side. The ball will be spotted at the 47-yard line. The Auburn 47 at 11:47 to go here in quarter number 2. 7-0 Auburn with the lead. Now with 5 minutes to go in the first quarter, Sacred Heart is up over Meade 24-0. Louisville leading Fall City 14-6. 6 minutes left in the first quarter tonight. So there are scores on a couple of other games going on around southeast Nebraska tonight. And with the injured player over on the far sideline, we'll take a 30-second break and come back on Sunny 101.3.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
The player shaken up was Gavin Jensen, the return man. He came off a little bit of a limp there, but looked like he was okay. So now first and 10 at the Bulldog 47-yard line for the Ravens. Bring a man across the formation, and they reverse it. They hand it off to the lone tailback. The motion man reverse went back to the left. Carrying the ball is Matt Beck. And he will have a gain down to the 41. A gain of 6 will bring up 2nd and 4 now for the Ravens. Play coming in from the sideline here now for the Ravens. Antoine, a right 131-pound sophomore, brings the play in. He'll be in the slot on the right side. The ball's left hash. And quarterback hands the ball off, going straight forward. Matt Beck, he veered it out to the right side, and he'll be down to the Bulldog 36-yard line. Gain of 5 more and a first down for the Ravens. So now, gain of 6, gain of 5. 7-0. Auburn with the lead here early. Second quarter action. The sun no longer a factor. In fact, it hasn't been for about 20 minutes. We had enough high clouds that knocked the sun out here midway through the first quarter, but now it's really cloudy and gone. All right, in the pistol, quarterback going to keep it. Quarterback hit and knocked down. He's drugged down 5-6 yards behind the line of scrimmage. The guy that got in there first for Auburn got a hand around the jersey was Wyatt Rowe. And Wyatt then got help, and it's a loss. It was first and 10. Now it's going to be second down, and we'll call it 8. Loss of 3 on the play. Bulldogs, white jersey with black pants, red jersey with black pants for the D.C. West Ravens. Two men going to the left side. One back stays in there with the quarterback, Jonas Mears Richmond. He takes a snap. He drops. He looks. He's over the middle. It's intercepted by Dixon. Ryan picks it off the 22, 25, and the 30. Back he goes. Breaks the tackle. Didn't break the tackle. He got tripped up down there. He was making the return. It looked like he was going to get away from that man, but tripping him up and knocked him off his feet was Charlie Wood. So Dixon with the interception for the Bulldogs, having a big night. He'll return the ball about 7 or 8 yards. And we have our first interception of the night. Each team with a turnover now. Auburn will have the ball first down and 10 at their own 28. 9:37 to go here in quarter number 2. Trips right. Man in motion, overloads the right side with 4 receivers. Dixon takes the snap. Dixon runs right, and he'll be taken down on the far side after a gain of about 3 on the play for the senior quarterback for Auburn. He had a 70-yard touchdown run earlier in this ball game. That's where we're at. He kicked the extra point. It's 7-0. The lead belongs to the Bulldogs. He's brought down inbound, so it's now clock running. Trips left, one back with the quarterback in the backfield, another man wide to the right. Dixon calling the count. Here comes a blitz. Dixon throws it out in the flat on the left side. He's got a man. Gets a good block and up the field with the football for Auburn. Catching the ball and running it up the field there for Auburn was Tate Hug. Tate made a nice run after the catch. And he will move the ball all the way to the 45-yard line. So a 14-yard gain and a first down for Auburn. Their first down of the second quarter. And a deep drop. Dixon looking. Dixon tucks it. Now he airs it out up the field. Closest man to it was Ryan Bellstorff. Dixon probably could have ran at that time, but wanted to air it down the field and get a big gain, and it just didn't work out. He had plenty of time. He just kind of floated out here on the left side. So that'll bring up second down and 10 yards to go. And we've got a Raven fire. I guess he's tying a shoe. Okay. So Auburn now 2 complete passes on the night for 28 yards. 1 for Dixon and 1 for Shaw so far. Dixon will line up at quarterback. Beside him on his left, Brad Hall. Trips tight bunch to the right side. One receiver left. Low snap. Give it to Hall. Running the right side. Gets outside. He moves across midfield down to the 45. First down. Still on his feet. Fights his way down to about the 44-yard line where they're going to spot him down. So it'll be an 11-yard gain and another Bulldog first down. Good hard run by Brad Hall. That was Hall that they're not Hug. I'm sorry. So a first down for Auburn at the 45. Dixon calling the snap. Whoops. We had 2 or 3 players in red jerseys jump that time. They made contact with the offensive line. So that... No, it's going to be against. It's going to be against them. It's going to be against the Ravens. That's our first penalty of the ball game. So now it's 1st and 5 at the 40-yard line. Now snap it and the ball straight forward. Carrying the football this time is Tate Hug. Tate will move the ball from the 35 to the 30, and I believe he'll have a first down. Should have a first down. Well, yeah, apparently so there they signal first down. Okay. So a first down or third of the drive. Here come the Bulldogs ready to go again. Snap the ball back. Dixon hands it off and Hug with room to run. And they got a face mask. They get the call. He's still on his feet inside the 10 all the way down to the 6-yard line. That is going to be a gain from the 35. We're going to call it a 5-yard gain. Plus, we're going to tack on a face mask here. And that'll be half the distance. So, plus face mask. Second penalty of the drive. Tate Hug with a nice run now. The Bulldogs have it. First down and goal. They'll put two receivers to the left. Tight end Blake Allen on the left side. Got a split man right. Brad Hall off the quarterback's hip. And they will give it to Hall, and he is buried. Snowballed under, back outside the 10-yard line. The ball had been spotted at the 6. It's a loss of 4 on the play. Good defense there. Wow. Good play there by the Raven defense. Look down here on the sideline in front of us, Gavin Jensen. It's been good in the return game, trying to run off what looks like a sore ankle. So now second and goal back to the 10-yard line. And the pistol by himself will be Dixon. He runs right. He looks. Gets out wide. Gets a block. He turns up. And touchdown. It's second of the ball game. This one from 10 yards out. Ryan Dixon scores for the second time in the ball game. And Auburn advances their lead out now to 13-0 here. Score coming with 6:54 to go in quarter number 2. That will be a 10-yard run by Ryan Dixon. And now the try for the conversion. The kick is up, and the kick is good. 14-0 Auburn, and we're back in half a minute on Sunny 101.3.
Financing is probably the last thing farmers want to think about when they finish harvesting that last bit of crop. But you are in luck. The local ag experts at F&M Bank are here to make it easy. You can prop your feet up while the F&M Bank ag lenders set your operation up for success. Come see Derek, Alex, or Rod at F&M Bank for your farm financing needs. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Our scoring recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn. See Jake or Tosh, Arm Connect, or Western Witt in Falls City. It is an 8-play, 72-yard drive capped off by a 10-yard run by Ryan Dixon. He kicked the extra point to make it 14-0 in the ballgame. Big pass play and a big run on that drive. Tate Hug had a 30-yard run for Auburn. Big help on that drive for the Bulldogs. So we're ready to go here. With the kickoff, the Bulldogs will send Traven Shaw out there again. And we've got a different return man back there as well. So let's see who gets the ball. We've got a deep man, Antoine Wright, back there in place of Jensen, it looks like. And the kick is like a top, and it's going to be covered up. Good job getting on top of there by Caleb Trost, as the ball was kind of like a top spin on its nose and bounding down the field all at once. And it will be first and 10 for the Ravens at their own 36-yard line. 14-0 Auburn, 6:53 to go here in quarter number 2 tonight at Valley, Nebraska. Quick pace ball game so far. On the right hash mark as the Ravens go left to right as I look at the ball game here tonight from the north side of the field. Two receivers left are running back on either side of the quarterback now. And the ball straight forward, making a cut back into the middle to pick up short yardage that time was Matt Beck. Beck will pick up yardage out to the 39. It's a gain of 3, second down, and 7 yards to go now for the Ravens. So 33 yards on the ground for the Ravens so far in the ball game. They've hit one pass so far for 6 yards. Auburn defense has been pretty stout so far. Running back either side of the quarterback and handed off again. And the running back again, Matt Beck, and Matt Beck finding no running room that time. Good job of the Bulldogs. And once again, there are other players on defense. I'll tell you what, Wyatt Rao having a big night knocking down Raven ball carriers here. No gain on that play. Third down and 7. Play coming in from Gage Gregorich. Splayed wide to the left, Caleb Trost. Gregorich in a slot on the left side. They'll move it out with trips as Matt Beck moves out there as well. One running back, high snap. The quarterback rolls left. He's a righty. He throws up the field. His man behind the defense, but they could not connect the pass too far outside, and it will be incomplete and bring up a fourth down and 7 to go. So here comes the punt team once again for the Ravens. Ravens force here into a punt situation. Punter, once again, Gregorich. Ryan Binder will stand back at his own 20-yard line here for the Bulldogs. Snap, bounces back, kicker got it away. It's a kick that's going to hit and bound up the field inside the 30, still roll inside the 25. I tell you what, he got a lot out of what could have been a disaster that time. Good job by the punter, Gregorich. Keep his cool and get that kick away. So now Auburn will have the ball first down and 10. Ball will be spotted on their 23-yard line. And the Bulldogs have 5:21 to work with here in quarter number 2. Johnson Brock ahead of Donovan West, 24-14 at the end of the first quarter tonight. That game going on. As well, Sayhart now up 30-0 in the first quarter, and now we've got an offside call. Falcons lined up in the neutral zone, so an offside makes it 1st and 5 at the 28. Homecoming down there for Donovan West, huh? Johnson Brock. Oh, there's another jump. They didn't call it, though. So Auburn now calling the snap count. Ryan Dixon takes the snap, a quick throw to the right side, one-on-one out there. He got a block, and moving up the field of the football is going to be Binder. Over there on that far side, Ryan Binder with the catch, I believe. Yep, it is. A long ways over there to that side of the field. He will move the ball from the 28 out to the 32-yard line. A gain of 4, needed 5 for the first down. So, 2nd and less than a yard now. Pierce Sears either side of the field. Low snap. Dixon hands the ball forward. Running the ball will be Brad Hall. He's got the first down and plenty more out around the 40-yard line where he is drugged down from the 32. He'll have 8 yards. He'll spot him right on the 40. Pick up of 8 yards. Another Bulldog first down. 4:59 to go here in quarter number 2. 14-0. Auburn with the lead. Twin receivers to either side with one setback. Motion man coming across, and they hand the ball to him. Carrying the football up there is Tate Hug. He came from the right side, and he'll have a first down. He'll be across the 50 and into Raven territory at their 49-yard line. An 11-yard pickup for Tate Hug. Bulldogs pick up their 6th first down of this quarter. Now 169 yards rushing for the Bulldogs. They're on the near left hash mark. 2 receivers left, 2 to the wide right side of the field. Lone setback is Hall behind the quarterback. Dixon, quarterback draw. Up the middle he goes. He got a block. He's got room, and they've got him from behind. But about before he gets inside the 35 and down to about the 30, you're going to spot him to the 33-yard line. 16-yard gain for the Bulldog quarterback. And another Bulldog first down. Bulldogs getting close to that 200-yard mark rushing here in quarter number two tonight. In the pistol again. Dixon calls a snap count. He drops. He rolls to the right. He's looking. He's floating. He's going to tuck it. He's going to run it. He's on the right sideline. He's got a first down and pushed out of bounds over there. Well, let's see if he gets the first down. He may have went out. No, he got it. He needed 10. He got 10. So Dixon picks up 10 more yards. He'll be down to the 25-yard line. Gain of 10 more. Now the Bulldogs is driving their way down the field. One pass for 4 yards, a penalty, and everything else, running the football. That offensive line doing great work tonight for the Bulldogs so far. Motion man coming across. Dixon will hand the ball off, running the football straight ahead and picking up another chunk of yardage is going to be Tate Hug. Tate Hug got another first down. He picks up 11, and he'll be down to the 9-yard line, I believe. No, 14-yard line, excuse me. Another first down. The Bulldogs are over 200 yards rushing now in this ball game. 3:20 still to go here in quarter number two. Dixon calling the count. Dixon turns over to look at the coaching staff. Standing behind him, one set back, that's Hall. Dixon takes the snap. He throws it out here in the left flat again. Hug with a catch. Hug moving up the field, and a flag flies in. Hug got down to about the 2-yard line, it looks like, but a flag coming in. He had a blocker in front of him, and they're going to call it a hold. It's going to be a holding call and back Auburn up here. So that's the first flag of the night against the Bulldogs. They picked up about 12 yards on the play, but it will come back. See where they give him yardage to. If they do, it's going to bring up a first down. They're going to spot him back from the 14 to the 20, so they're going to get 4 yards on the play. So, 10-yard penalty against the Bulldog. Now, first and goal at the 19. No, first and 10. Let me correct myself. They're at the 19. All right. They need to get to the fourth about first and 15. Toss the ball out in the flat, making the catch for the Bulldogs. Spinning his way forward that time, I believe. Way over there on the far side. Coming out of there with the football that time, making the catch for Auburn, Nixon Liguori. Nixon Liguori will make the catch, and it brings up a second down and out. Second and 10, they're down on the far side of the field here. We can't see. So let me stand up here, move over a little bit. We'll get a better view of things here. Dixon in the gun for about the 14. Off to the left. He tries to reverse. He gets caught. They try to take the ball from him. That didn't work. So Ryan Dixon will pick up about 3 on the play. And it will bring up 3rd and 7. The ball spotted at the 10-yard line. Minute 27. Auburn's got all their timeouts left yet. So no need to hurry here. 3rd down. They could be in 4-down territory. They could be in field goal position as well. 2 receivers to either side of the field. And now Auburn does take a timeout. Leading 14-0 with a minute 11 to go in the first half. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Like a prairie wildfire, the word is spreading fast. Try it, and you'll agree. Dan's Country Meats quality is the best in the Midwest. Schedule your appointment now for your beef and pork custom slaughtering and processing. Place your orders for quarters and sides of Dan's Meats. Special cut to your satisfaction. Always a cut above the rest. Dan's Country Meats, your one-stop store for gas and groceries, too.
located on the cutting edge of Highway 4 in Table Rock, Nebraska.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
11 to go in the first half here at Valley, Nebraska, where the Auburn Bulldogs are leading the Ravens 14 to nothing. Third down and 7 from the 10-yard line for the Bulldogs. Jake Hart leading Meade now early in the second quarter. 36-0 back at Jake Brown Stadium tonight. All right. Snap it back. Ryan Dixon running left, powers his way forward. Inside the 10, he'll be down to around the 6-yard line. He'll pick up about, now he'll get about 3. So now what do you do, Coach Tony Jansen? Fourth down and 4. Ball at the 7-yard line. You've got a field goal kicker. You've got a 14-point lead. And it looks to me like we have a little indecision here. Now they're going to come out wide. That trips right. Dixon, the quarterback. They need to get this thing going. Count is on. Motion man coming across. Dixon, option right. Dixon Keats cuts up under, and he dances his way into the end zone right up the middle for his third touchdown of the ball game. He ran an option to the right side, faked the pitch, cut up under the defensive end, and goes in for the touchdown. The score coming from 7 yards out for senior quarterback Ryan Dixon. 7-yarder that time. Now he'll try the two-pointer, the extra point kick. It's blocked straight up in the air. No good. So, score, Auburn 20, DC West 0. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
You always hear about that new car smell, but what about that new insurance feeling? It's the peace of mind that comes from being covered in all kinds of situations. Recapture that feeling and drive with extra layers of protection. Tune up your insurance policy to recapture that new insurance feeling. Call your local Grinnell Mutual agent, Auburn Insurance Service, today at 274-5340 to learn more about expanded coverages and loyalty discounts.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Our scoring rant brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn. See Jake or Tosher. See Weston Witt in Falls City. It's 11 plays, 77-yard drive for the Auburn Bulldogs. They overcome a holding penalty. Ryan Dixon scored his third touchdown this first half with 20 seconds to go on a 7-yard run to make it 29. The point after try was blocked. Again, our scoring recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial. Here's the kick, and it's going to be picked off at around the 18-yard line. Coming back upfield will be the return man for DC West. That is Antoine Wright. Antoine will get out across the 30-yard line to the 32-yard line where DC West will have it with just 12 seconds to go in quarter number 2. Down now 20 to nothing. See what kind of play call Coach Mike Troy has here. They come over the football and now splitting out wide to the right, Caleb Trost. Send a man to the left, one running back in there, wing back on the left side. Snap it back, hand the ball straight forward. Carrying the ball will be Caden Jensen. Caden Jensen finds little room. He'll pick up 2 yards on the play. And that will be the end of the first half with the Auburn Bulldogs leading the Douglas County West Ravens by a score of 20-0 here at halftime. 20-0 Auburn with the win. You're listening to Bulldog Football on Sunny 101.3. We'll take a 2-minute timeout. We'll come back and give you the first half scoring here tonight in Auburn.
You will always feel welcome at Brinkman's in Tecumseh, your authorized Chevrolet and Buick store. Brinkman's has been making customers happy since 1965. Brinkman's is committed to delivering exceptional service from the minute you enter their showroom. Brinkman's has a large showroom, so the outside weather doesn't matter. Shop over a dozen new cars and trucks, whether it's hot or cold. The temperature is always right inside the Brinkman's showroom. For your next car or truck, head to Brinkman's on the square in Tecumseh.
Auburn State Bank has Connect Online and mobile banking, a personal finance tool. You can pay bills, transfer funds between accounts, view checking images, secure messaging, deposit checks with a picture, get account alerts, and real-time balances. Sign up for Connect, the easiest way to manage your checking or savings account. Get Connect at Auburn State Bank and use Connect on your mobile device or computer. Visit auburnstatebank.com for details. Member FDIC.
Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country parts and superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, or your family, yes it's true. Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
Pawnee County Rural Health Clinic has extended hours. Would you like to see your provider before or after work or school? The Rural Health Clinic is open at 7 a.m. on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. The clinic will remain open until 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. We will work around your work or school hours at Pawnee County Rural Health Clinic, enhancing the health and quality of life for the community. Pawnee County Rural Health Clinic's extended hours starting at 7 a.m.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
We are in Valley, Nebraska, where the Auburn Bulldogs are leading tonight over the Douglas County West Ravens, 20-0 at halftime. I'm John Nixon with you here tonight at Valley, right in our show tonight. Back in the studio, Brian Hurt, and the Bulldogs playing well here in this first half. Let's go ahead and look at the first half scoring stats brought to you by Armbruster Motor Company. Ball season since 1951. More than you expect for less than you imagine. Armbruster Motor Company in Fall City, your Buick, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram dealer. First score of the game coming just 6 minutes into the game, the 6:04 mark. Brian Dixon took off on a little 70-yard jaunt as quarterback keeper. After they got the ball, it was a one-play, 70-yard drive. Dixon kicked the extra point. It was 7-0. DC West got the football back. They could do nothing with it. They did pick up one first down. Then they had to give the ball back to Auburn. Auburn punted. DC West again got a first down, but had to get the ball away to Auburn again. And this time it was a 10-yard run for Ryan Dixon, but it's an 8-play, 72-yard drive for the Bulldogs, starting out at their own 28-yard line. Dixon again kicked the extra point with 6:59 to go in the second quarter, make it 14-0. We got one more possession in there for DC West, a 3-and-out by the Auburn defense again. And then Auburn takes over their own 23-yard line, that taking the ball over with 5:21 to play, and they took 5 minutes and 1 second to go, 77 yards and 11 plays. Again, it's Ryan Dixon on an option play. Quarterback kept it, ran the right side for 7 yards out, and the kick was blocked this time, and that was our score, and our halftime score is 20-0, Auburn with the lead over DC West. 20-0 Auburn with the lead at halftime. We'll take a break. We'll check in with the weather, be back after a few more minutes. For more of our sponsors, we'll give you some halftime stats on Sunny 101.3.
What is fast? Race cars? A cheetah?
Wow!
Well, if internet didn't come to mind, call Southeast Nebraska Communications and get the Triple Play bundle, including voice, internet, and Skitter TV, plus options for more speed. Their fast internet will allow multiple devices to download, upload, and stream video and games without pauses when buffering. Live in the Fall City area? Call Southeast Nebraska Communications and go fast.
When you need good legal representation, trust Weaver & Merz in Falls City. Weaver & Merz will handle wills, trusts, estate law, real estate, business law, corporate law, LLCs, litigation, personal injury, workers' compensation, tax planning and preparation, and agricultural law. Call Weaver & Merz for a free initial consultation at 402-245-3015. That's Weaver & Merz at 402-245-3015. And online at weaverandmerzlaw.com. Weaver & Merz, 1719 Stone Street in Falls City.
At Lundsman Realty, we provide you with the expertise, exposure, and care you deserve. We can handle all your real estate needs. If you're considering buying or selling a home, farm, business, or acreage, give us a call. With this fast-paced, ever-changing real estate market, hire Lundsman Realty to work for you. We're members of the Great Plains and Midlands Regional MLS, and we'd love the opportunity to earn your business. Call or click LundsmanRealty.com or find us on Facebook. Lundsman Realty. Simplified, satisfied, sold. An equal housing opportunity.
Hey everyone, this is Andy Armbruster at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. Are you in the market for a new or quality pre-owned vehicle? Look us up online at armbrustermotors.com. You'll find a great selection of new and quality one-owner vehicles. For 70 years, we've been servicing Southeast Nebraska, Northeast Kansas, and Northwest Missouri. So be sure to look us up. Your next vehicle is waiting at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbrusters go the extra mile.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weather for the tri-state area. Lows dip down to about 59 tonight under partly cloudy skies, northeast winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Highs level off around 84 tomorrow, partly cloudy skies. Clear skies tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 62. Temps above average Sunday and Monday with highs from the mid-80s to the upper 80s. Chance for scattered storms Monday. I'm weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford on Sunny 101.3.
Community Medical Center in Falls City is proud to announce the addition of Ortho Midwest with Dr. Adam Streit, providing orthopedic and sports medicine services. Dr. Streit will be doing surgeries on Mondays and holding clinic hours each Tuesday. Community Medical Center continues to be recognized as one of the top 20 critical access hospitals in the nation for quality of care. And now proud to offer Ortho Midwest and sports medicine services with Dr. Streit. Always making a difference at Community Medical Center in Falls City.
Families doing business today at the Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport and Mound City have been doing so for generations. As a new customer, you, too, will feel like one of the family when the friendly staff helps you with your first checking or savings account, business or personal loans, or other financial needs. Visit Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport or Mound City, Missouri, and let them help you with all your financial needs. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
Hi, this is Randy Gatula. I get my cellular service from A1 Cellular, and you should too. Visit my friend Kim and her wonderful staff at A1 Cellular at 1015 Central Avenue in Auburn. They will provide you with a new unlimited data plan for just $30 a month with four lines. That's A1 Cellular, 402-274-1441.
Hall Funeral Chapel of Falls City in Auburn. Dignity, quality, and caring. Everything a family deserves. Hall Family Funeral Services. We are a full service providing the most elaborate funeral service to the simplest graveside service. Since no two people are exactly alike, neither should their funeral ceremony be alike. Hall Funeral staff provide pre-need counseling, no charge. Contact Todd at Hall Family Funeral Service.
Sunny 101.3.
And we welcome you back here to Valley, where we have a halftime score of 20-0. Auburn with the lead here in the first half tonight. Let's take a look at some of the first half numbers. Again, our halftime stats brought to you by Armbruster Motor Company, selling new and pre-owned vehicles with certified technicians and a full-service body shop in Falls City. Looking at the first half numbers in this ball game for the Ravens, their quarterback, Jonas Maris Richmond, one completion and six attempts for 6 yards and one interception in the first half. He ran the ball four times, picked up 3 yards. Caden Jensen has 5 carries for 10 yards. Matt Beck, 6 carries for 25 yards. And Gavin Jensen, 3 carries for -3 yards. He was shaken up midway through that first half. And looked like he might have probably dinged an ankle as a guess only. But he was kind of limping. And he was off here on the sideline running in the second quarter, trying to get that loosened up. We'll see if he returns to the ball game here tonight. For Auburn in the first half, the numbers look like this. Ryan Dixon, 10 carries, 128 yards, including a 70-yarder and 3 touchdowns. He's kicked 2 of 3 extra points. 1 was blocked. He's 4 of 5 passing for 27 yards in the ball game. Brad Hall, 6 carries, 26 yards. Tate Hug, 4 carries, 57 yards, 1 reception for 14. Brian Binder, 1 catch for 4 yards. Brian Bellsorp, 1 catch for 14 yards in the first half for Auburn's Bulldogs. They lead it again at halftime by a score of 20-0. Our halftime stats are brought to you by Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City. They've been in business there since 1951. That makes this year number 70 at Armbruster Motor Company. We'll take another break for 2 minutes. We'll come back. We'll check in with some other scores around the area. Coming up on Sunny 101.3.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holman's has them. See Ben or Dennis Holman at Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City. Holman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holman's Ford entire inventory online at HolmanFord.com.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Falls City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Falls City, Nebraska.
Fall is a busy time of year for our local farmers. Please use caution when meeting and passing farm machinery on the road. Give yourself extra time to get to your destination, and never assume a farmer knows you're near their vehicle. If you're transporting farm machinery, make sure it is equipped with an approved slow-moving emblem. Emblems should be placed on all tractors and any implements that will be towed. Nemaha County Hospital wishes all our farmers a safe harvest season.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Back here in Valley, it's halftime, 20-0, Auburn with the lead. You're enjoying Bulldog football tonight on Sunny 101.3, KLZA, Falls City 101.3 FM. And all of our games on the World Wide Web at mscsports.net. You can listen live. Go to mscsports.net. Hit the drop-down box where it says listen live. If you want Sunny game, you pick KLZA, or you might want KTNC, our other sister station. We carry games on in southeast Nebraska as well. Looking around some of the other scores tonight from the area schools that we had. Johnson Brock, the last report, ahead of Donovan West tonight, 24-14 at the end of the first quarter. Ball City Sig and Hart with 5 minutes to go in the first half of leading Meade tonight, 44-6. The Ball City Tigers were trailing, if I can find that here, 14-6 left in the 14-6 Louisville with 6 minutes left in the first quarter. It's been a while since we've heard anything from the Tiger game, so we'll try to get an update on that for you. That game tonight over on sister station KTNC going on right now. So Randy Gatula and Tom Bartek there at late near the half. And here, Auburn with the lead at halftime, 20-0. Now, coming up next week on Sunny 101.3, it will be, I'll be in Humboldt. Humboldt Table Rock Senior will be hosting Johnson County Central next week. HRS hosting Johnson County Central will be over Power Field for that one next Friday night. A couple of teams, young teams, improving teams. Should be a good one next Friday night here on Sunny. Also, we'll see a whole bunch of their teams coming up around the area. We'll have Fall City and Auburn later in the year. We'll see the Mountain City Panthers coming up here in a couple of weeks as well. We'll have them this year with Rockport and South Holt matchups. So lots of football still to come here. It's hard to believe we're already in week four of the high school football season. The weather just turning a little bit nice, just a little bit cooler, but still excellent, excellent weather for high school football. A lot better than those hot games we had early in the year. This is really pleasant here tonight at Valley, and the Bulldog fans are having a big time with a 20-0 lead here at halftime in Valley. The trip well worth it so far. They're putting our 3 minutes up on the clock. What we'll do here is we'll take one more 60-second timeout. Be back with the second half kickoff. Auburn should be getting the ball. We're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
Mom, I got the job. I got the job.
That's fantastic. Is it more money?
It's a lot more money.
Oh, you deserve it for working so hard at the community college.
I'm not done yet. I'm going to get my bachelor's degree.
Wow, where?
Peru State College. They offer degrees completely online. They didn't hassle me about what courses transferred, and they offer in-state tuition to everyone.
Do you think I could go too?
Of course. Just visit Peru State College at peru.edu.
Sat Brothers, located at 1521 Harlan. Call 245-2406 and order a whole pizza for $12. They have all your favorites, pepperoni, hamburger, meat lovers, supreme, veggie pizza, and many more varieties to choose from. They also have breakfast pizza, like biscuits and gravy pizza, and cheese sticks as well. Sat Brothers of Fall City, the one stop to fill your car and your tummy. Sat Brothers of Fall City with mom-approved bathrooms.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
The Bulldogs will be getting the football to start this second half. They have a 20-point lead here at Valley. Kicking off should be C.J. Wazorik. C.J., 175-pound senior. Bulldogs will go left to right towards the west end zone here in the third quarter tonight. Back deep, Ryan Dixon on one side, and back there with him, I believe it'll be Ryan Binder. And the official says 12 minutes on the clock, kicking away. Here we go. Oh, my. Put the leg to that one, and it's going to be Binder at about the 5, 10, 15, 25, 30, breaking a tackle, and he'll be knocked down. That's what I call the 29-yard line. So the Bulldogs get at their own 29-yard line to start the second half with 11:51 to go here in the third quarter. We got a flag? No. All right, here we go. Bulldog football, first and 10. They'll line them up in a pistol at their own 29. Dixon calling the count. Man in motion from left to right. Coming across, snap, a little low. Dixon be able to pick it up, and he's able to do nothing but just fight his way back close to the line of scrimmage there because the snap was a little low. I think that blew up the play. They got Hudson Jarecki, a sophomore, in there to get him stopped. He'll lose a half a yard on the play. So Auburn puts it on the ground for the second time tonight. They held on to it this time, though, kept possession of it. Second down and 11. Give the ball straight ahead, and a stout defensive effort here. Carrying the ball is Brad Hall, and Brad Hall finds little room. We'll give him two on the play. It'll bring up third down and 9. Third and 9 for the Bulldogs here. Tony Jansen head coach for the Bulldogs, doing a good job keeping this program rolling along. Good stretch of good seasons. All right. Back goes Dixon. He rolls right. He looks. He throws the ball. It is going to be incomplete. He was rolling, giving ground up, and pretty well covered on the play for the Bulldogs out there trying to come up with the catch that time for Auburn was Marcus Hudson. Hudson couldn't get back far enough to get it. So Auburn now, 4th and 9, will send in Trayvon Shaw for a punt. At least that's what we expect. Shaw will stand back around. He'll punt this about his own 15. Back deep, Antoine Wright. Snap is good. Punt is away, and it's a spiral. Hits at the 40, and the return man picks it up, and he gets away from two men. He'll get back to close to the 40-yard line and then be pushed back. First man down there for the Bulldogs that time was going to be Ryan Binder. All right. We spotted at the 39-yard line on their own side of midfield will be the Ravens. DC West Ravens, 1st and 10 of their own 39. They get possession here with 10:25 to go. In the third, down 20-0. Quarterback takes a snap. He runs an off to the left, and he is wrapped up. Guess who got him that time? Again, number 72 for your Bulldogs, Wyatt Rowell, 220-pound junior. He has had a good game on the defensive side tonight for the Bulldogs. No gain on the play. 2nd down and 10 yards ago. They probably lost a foot or so on the play, but we'll just call it no gain. In the first half, the Ravens ran the ball for 35 yards, and that's where they are right now. Trip set to the right, left hash mark. Snap it back, mirrors Richmond looking, throwing toward the sideline, and did that young man catch that football? He went up with his left hand, made a grab for it, could not hang on to it, but a terrific catch over there on that far side. That was going to be, good Gregorich. Number 8, okay, Gregorich couldn't hang on to it. A great effort. Pass a little too tall for him. But now play coming in from the sideline with Antoine Wright. Gregorich checks out of the ball game. All right, in the pistol again. To your trips right. Quarterback rolling right. He looks. He sets. He throws. He's got a man down the field, and he's got him. Big play. Still on his feet, fighting three defenders is Antoine Wright. Biggest play of the night. He got behind everybody in a white jersey, and it's a big gain from the 39. Seriously, spot him. They're going to spot him down at the 28-yard line. So it's a 33-yard pass play. Again, the biggest play of the night for the Ravens. They'll cover the ball 1st and 10 at the Bulldog 26-yard line. First half, they had thrown for just 6 yards. Now the ball goes straight ahead. And it's going to be a gain down to, I'm going no huddle on me now, okay. Gain of about 4 there. So now they go no huddle, and now we've got a timeout called by the Bulldogs. Coach Tony Jansen, his defense, want to talk this over, to get that no huddle and get this momentum stop. We're back in half a minute on Sunny 101.3.
Is it time to buy or sell? How about a property that needs to be managed? Call on the pros at Poppy Realty and Management in Falls City. They can provide you with management services for your farm, ranch, or recreational property, and can also assist you in buying or selling your property. Brian Poppy is a licensed broker in Nebraska and Kansas, here to help you seal the deal. Call Poppy Realty and Management today, and rest easy because you're in good hands. Call 245-5808 or visit 1616 Harlan Street in Falls City.
Sunny 101.3.
Auburn took the time out to talk it over, and they're ready to go again. Here we go. Second and six. Ball at the 23-yard line. Pistol set. Jonas Mears Richmond calls the count. He's back. He rolls left. He throws. He's got a man open, but he missed him. And nearly, I won't say nearly intercepted, the guy closest to it was Rylan Bellstorff of Auburn. Made a dive in the end zone to try to come up with that football. So it comes up incomplete. And it's third and six now at the 23-yard line. Rockport leading their game tonight, 34-24, just seconds before halftime. All right, here's a run to the left side. It's going to be carrying the ball, Caden Jensen. Caden Jensen will be down to the 19. He'll pick up four, and he'll bring up fourth and two. So you got to go for it here. You don't have much choice if you're DC West. Down 20 points, fourth down and two, deep in the Bulldogs' territory here. Bulldog defense, they need to get a stop here. Let's see what they can do. Quarterback in the pistol. Jensen on his left hip. Snap it. Quarterback keeper. Quarterback runs left. And he's going to be able to back his way up for a first down. He got hit and then turned and backed up, kept feet moving. And Jonas Mears Richmond will move the ball down to about the 19-yard line. So a four-yard gain and a first down. Now the ball is first down and 10 at the 14. So actually, he got more than that. He got about 9 on that play. All right, I'll run it left side. And again, quarterback keeper. And he's going to be knocked down after a gain on the play. He'll pick up about four more. So they're running the quarterback here a little bit more. He's not a real big young man, 158-pound sophomore. That's what they have him listed at. So here come the Ravens over the football. Second down and six. One set back in there, that's Jensen. Running, looking, throwing, and it is off the hands of an intended receiver. I believe that was Gregory he was trying to hit. And it goes off his hands, incomplete, and it now goes to a third down and six for the Ravens. Clock stopped on the incompletion. Play comes in with Antoine Wright again. Now split two men left. Got two men on the right side, including a tight end. Third and six. And the quarterback coming around. Touchdown. The man in the wing on the right side, the wingback, came on an inside reverse. Took the handoff, and Matt Beck will score it. Score coming with 6:43 to go here. In quarter number three. So 6:43 on the board will be the Ravens. Third quarter. Ball spotted down now. The try for the extra point coming here. That one coming about 10 yards out. And a two-point try. Quarterback keeps it. Quarterback caught by the jersey. And he's going to be gang tackled. And the two-point try is no good. Auburn 20, DC West 6. Back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
The answer is yes, SBS. At SBS Insurance, we believe in service beyond the sale. We are fortunate to have multiple competitive companies to quote your personal, farm, business, and life insurance needs. By taking advantage of our annual renewal review, you can rest assured that you have the right coverage for the most competitive rate. Contact your local SBS office today to see how we can provide you service beyond the sale.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
This is Sunny 101.3.
And we welcome you back here. Our scoring recap is brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn. See Jake or Tasha, or you can see West or Witten Falls City. It is a 9-play, 61-yard drive for the Ravens of DC West, capped by an 8-yard run by Matt Beck. The run failed. It's 20-6. The Bulldogs have the lead. 6:43 to go here in quarter number three. Auburn went three and out. Now they'll get the ball back on the kickoff here. So again, approaching the football will be Wazorek at the 40-yard line, and it's a bouncer, and it's headed toward the left side of the field, inside the 30, picked up there by the Bulldogs, over way over on the far side, and so we forgot who had it. Not sure who out back there might have been. Bellstorff, number two for the Bulldogs back there. Ryland came up with the ball. He was not the deep man, but he was the one that got the ball. So Auburn will have it first and 10 now. They'll spot the ball at the Bulldog 34-yard line with 6:37 to go in the third. Ball going straight ahead, and boy, good defense here. DC West playing much better here in this third quarter. Carrying the ball that time for the Bulldog, Brad Hall. And Brad found little, if any. Well, they'll give him three. That was a tough three. He was stacked up. The lineman's done a pretty good job. He was getting down the field. It didn't look like he had much there. In the pistol, Dixon brings a motion and a cross. Dixon will keep it. Up the middle he goes, working the left side behind the offensive line. And Ryan Dixon will be short of the first down, but a pretty good game bringing up third and three as he picks up 4 yards on the play. So a gain of four makes it third and three. The ball spotted out now at the 41-yard line. Bulldogs have trips right, single receiver on the left. Dixon, long count, turns, looks over to Coach Jansen. And now the snap, low. It's going to be a quarterback keeper around the right side. First down for Dixon. He will move the ball from the 41 out to the 46. He'll pick up five and get a first down for the Bulldogs. So the Bulldogs, just what they need, their first down, move those chains. Now the ball's out to the 47-yard line. Again, Dixon at quarterback, Hall beside him on the left. Motion man goes across. Dixon will keep it, but there's a flag before we get things going. It's going to be a procedure call against the Bulldogs, and they'll bring up first and 15. So first and 15, the ball will move back to the 43-yard line. Second penalty line against the Bulldogs. Ball's on the left hash mark. Dixon will have Tate Hug. Now where's he going? Tate is going to line up in a slot on the left side. On his right side is Hall. Low snap, and now Dixon wants to throw it. Looks, he's got a man up the field. He throws underneath. The pass is wrestled away from the receiver. Nice defensive play there. Pass intended down the field. That pass was going once again down there for Auburn's Marcus Hudson. And it was a terrific play by a defensive back there that time. That might have been Caden Jensen. Dixon threw underneath. He had his receiver. He had an open man down the field. He couldn't fling it that far. He went for a shorter play. And it was in the receiver's hands, but wrestled away. Second and 15 now. Again, in the pistol. Two receivers on either side of the formation. Motion man across. And now a sling pass out of the backfield, caught down here and tripped up back at the 40-yard line will be Tate Hug. That was actually a lateral. That's going to bring up third down and 16, loss of a yard on the play. Third and about 15. I guess no gain on the play. That's about what it was, third and 15, excuse me. Bulldogs at 232 yards on the ground tonight, but they had 219 at halftime. Now the ball to the right hash mark, trips left, single receiver right side in the pistol. Dixon back, looking, got time, floats left, fires up the field and too high right at the first down marker. Intended over there on the far side for Ryan Binder, and the pass falls incomplete over the head of the receiver. And again, Auburn forced into a punting situation here in quarter number three. All right, let's get this thing set here. Here's the punt. And, oh, it's a great punt caught back there. Good job by the return man. Nowhere to go, Antoine Wright. That was a spiraling punt. Wright made a good catch of it, but he got buried as soon as he caught the football that time. And it will be Ravens football, first and 10, at their own 25-yard line. 3:36 left in the third quarter. Auburn 20, D.C. West 6. That's where we are at right now. Halftime score, South Holt boys lead Platte Valley at halftime tonight, 14-0. And here come the Ravens over the football. They'll turn. They will give the ball off. Running the right side with it will be Kate Jensen. Jensen will be forward over the right side. He'll have maybe a couple of yards on the play, and that's about it. Second down and 8 now for the Ravens. Second and 8. Come over the football. Here comes the Ravens again. Let's see. Two receivers go right, one to the left. Quarterback calls a count. He turns. He will give the ball straight ahead again. And the Bulldogs are going to get a hold of Jensen and push him back, nowhere to go. Okay, Jensen, if he had one of those helmets where you talk to coach, he might say, Coach, let's run somewhere else. Gain of a yard on the play. Third down and about 6 to go. All right, trips right. As they go right to left here in the third quarter, the quarterback, Maris Richmond, back. He looks, he floats over the middle, and it is intercepted by Dixon, his second pick of the night at the 48. He's back up inside the 35 and taken down there by the Ravens. So for the second time tonight, Ryan Dixon, he caught that in his own 48. He'll return it down to the 33-yard line, a 15-yard return. Second interception tonight for the Ravens, second one tonight by Dixon. All right, Bulldogs football, first and 10. They have it at the 32. And a little forward pitch. That was a pass, a little shovel pass from Dixon. He goes forward that time to Hall for about 3. And now they'll look to the sideline for a play call. Oh, good chance. I may want to open it up just a little bit here. I've been on the ground this whole second half, third quarter so far. Now it is snap back. Dixon going to run to the left side, tries to break outside, broke one tackle, and he'll be short of the first down. The senior with a big night running the football so far, a couple of interceptions on the defense. It'll bring up third down and three as he picks up 4 yards. 236 yards on the ground right now for the Bulldogs. All right, they'll go two receivers right. That's the wide side. One set back in the pistol, moving along the offensive line. The flag flies. So it will be offsides. And that will give the Bulldogs a first down. So it'll be at the 19-yard line. Clock stopped. So now move again. 45 seconds ago in the third. Two receivers right. Motion man left to right. Give him the football. Breaking the tackle. Coming up. 15, 10, and knocked down there to the 9-yard line. Getting up, I believe that's Binder. It is Ryan Binder on the carry. Ryan carried the ball from the 19 down to the 9. He has first and goal. He picked up 10 yards on the play. So first and goal, Bulldogs. 23 seconds to go in the quarter. And another flag. Dixon came in motion, went back, and procedure against the Bulldogs. So now first and goal at 14. All right, now the Bulldogs going to jog over. They're going to let the time expire here in the third quarter. Auburn, 20. Douglas County West, 6 after three quarters night in Valley. We're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto self-serve and save money today.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Well, the good news is the Auburn Bulldogs are leading 20-6 after three quarters of play here at DC West. They have the football. The bad news for me, they're moving down to the other end of the field and we can't hardly see. There's a long ways out there, and there's this wall in the way. Well, stand up, move over here to the right side. We should be able to figure things out again. Ryan Dixon, a senior quarterback, having a big night. A couple of interceptions on defense, 3 touchdowns, kicked 2 extra points so far. And it's now Dixon dropped it, handed it off right up the middle. Goes the ball carrier and into the end zone, Brad Hall. And I don't know that anybody touched him in a red jersey that time. Brad Hall runs it in there from 14 yards out on first and goal for the 14. Brad Hall with a touchdown, and the Bulldogs add to their lead now 26-6. Now we'll see what Coach Jansen does here. They're going to kick it again. They are. Ryan Dixon ready to boot the ball. So I get her far enough here that I can find the goalpost. There it is. Snap is good. The kick is up, and that's the best one of the night. The kick is straight down the middle and way up there. 27-6 Auburn. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3. Hello? All right, we'll keep it here. That is a 14-yard touchdown run for the Bulldogs for Brad Hall. Brad Hall with the score. Bulldogs went four plays for 32 yards. And with the Dixon kick, score now 27-6 Auburn. Our score recap is brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services of Auburn, CJ Kratosh and Auburn Weston Witt in Fall City. So with that score, Auburn now leads 27-6 with 11:53 to go here in quarter number four. Ready to do their way, Trayvon Shaw. Shaw will be ready. Got signal. Here we go from the 40-yard line. A kick is a low roller, and it rolls to the deep man back and around the 25-yard line. Coming up the field with the ball and breaking out of the pack and all the way across the 40 and out near the 45 with the football. Back there on the return that time, I believe, was Jensen. Yeah, 19. It was Caden Jensen. For just a moment, it might have been Gavin Jensen, but I have not seen him back there since he went out with that injury back in the first half. So from their own 45-yard line, 11:45 to go in the fourth, Jonas Mears Richmond, the quarterback for the Falcons. And we've got timeout Auburn. Bulldogs take a timeout. We'll take a 30-second break with it. I'll be back on Sunny 101.3.
Tiffany Care Centers has been providing quality care from people who care for 40 years. At Oregon Care Center, Tiffany Heights, Pleasant View, we offer short and long-term rehabilitation, 24-hour skilled nursing care, respite care, and one-on-one speech, occupational, and physical therapy. You deserve the best, and the best is at Tiffany Care Center facility. Go to tiffanycare.com to see how we can help you.
Sunny 101.3.
And we welcome you back here to Valley. Auburn took the timeout on the defensive side. I think we've changed quarterbacks here for DCUS to see. New quarterback there, Gage Gregorich. We thought we might see him tonight, and we will here. Gregorich will hand the ball off. And bouncing to the outside is going to be Caden Jensen, and it looked like it was going to be a heck of a play, and up comes Ryan Dixon, and he put a hit on the running back after a one-yard gain. That looked like that play could pop for some yards, but Dixon corralled him and got him knocked down. So nothing doing there. Second and nine. Gain of one. 61 yards on the ground tonight for the Ravens so far. Gregorich calling the coming to the sideline, gets the play. He'll go out and call the snap count here. In that pistol set, he splits Antoine Wright to the right side. And a flag flies, delay of game. Oh, my. Delay of game will make it a second and 14 now for the squad from Valley, Nebraska, the D.C. West Ravens. Spot the ball back now at their own 41. All right. One man to the right side. Give the ball straight ahead. Jensen going to carry it again. Caden is just snowballed under the white jerseys there. He'll get, I don't know if he got back line of scrimmage or not. Well, yeah, he did because it was third down and it was second and 14. It's now third and 11. So he got three on the play. Excuse me. So the Bulldog defense, it's been pretty stout all night, just giving up the one touchdown drive back in the third quarter. Now it's third down and a long 11 here. Dixon, the linebacker, back to safety now for Auburn. Three down linemen for the Bulldogs on third and 11. Gregorich rolling left, rolling, looking, stops, sidearms it up the field, and right into the arms of an Auburn Bulldog defender. Coming back up the field with the football for Auburn is going to be Nixon Liguori, and he gets the interception. And Auburn will get the football return of about 16 yards on the play. That is the third interception of the night by the Bulldog defense. So Auburn will get the ball first and 10 at their own 46-yard line. Liguori looked like he knew what to do with the ball once he got his hands on it. All right, Auburn football, first down and 10. And a flag flies. Somebody's offside. That's just, if you line up offside, that's just sloppy play. You got to pay attention. So now first and 5. And that's happened for the Bulldogs several times. At the ball now, we'll call it midfield. So from the 50-yard line, quarterback in there now, Trayvon Shaw for the Bulldogs. First and 5 from midfield. Calls the count. Turns, hands the ball off, running the left side with the ball. Tate Hug. Tate will be up very close to a first down. We'll see where they spot him. I think he got it. He needed 5, and I think that's what he got. Oh, you're going to spot him short? Really? Okay. Just short on the play. That gives the Bulldogs 250 ground yards tonight. Ryland Bellsworth flips wide to the right side. Wingman on the right side. Two receivers left. Shaw calling the count. Second, less than 1. We might have had movement again. The flags fly. And this time they say procedure Auburn. And as Brad Hall took the ball to the left side, procedure against Auburn. I could see somebody moving. I wasn't sure who it was. So now it will be 2nd and 5.5 back in midfield. So the team's exchanging penalty yards here. The Bulldogs look a little unsure of themselves. They'll split Tate Hug to a slot on the right. And it's going to be Shaw. He'll hand the ball off. It's Hall around the right side. He's got the first down with plenty to spare here. He'll move the ball from midfield down to the 43-yard line. And so we'll call it the 42, a pickup of 8 yards on the play for the Auburn Bulldogs. So the Bulldogs just want to ground some time off the clock, keep the ball on the ground, keep that clock moving here. 8:32 to play, and the time moving down here in quarter number 4. It's a fast-paced ball game tonight. Haven't been a lot of passes. It's going to be 2 receivers left. That's the wide side of the field, 1 to the right. Shaw takes a low snap, turns, hands it off. And, oh, I thought they had the running back stop. Hall got 2nd effort. He'll get down to the 40-yard line. He'll pick up 2, and those were 2 of the tougher yards he's going to get tonight right there. He had a pretty good bunch of defenders hitting just as he got the line of scrimmage that time. He fought his way forward for a couple on the play. Good job by the running back, Brad Hall, 180-pound senior for the Bulldogs. The Bulldogs changing some personnel, getting some other people in there a little bit. Split a man wide to the left this time. That's going to be Maverick Binder. Slot man, here comes a motion man around. They give the ball to that motion man. Come around, a flag flies. It's a good gain for Ryland Bellstore, but it's going to come back as we have a penalty in the backfield again. It's going to be a hold, I would imagine. Yes, it is. Holding on Auburn. And that's going to be a spot foul. That's going to be from about the 43 back about the line of, well, 2 yards behind the line of scrimmage. So now it will bring up 2nd and I would guess around 18 here. See where they spot him. Move the ball back on the Bulldog side of midfield to the 49-yard line. They need to get to the 33-yard line. Second and 17, I'll call it. Second and 19. Second and 19, near left hash mark, 7:10 to play. Give up the middle, running the football, Hall straight ahead, first up the middle. He'll be across the 50, inside the 45, and down to the 43-yard line, almost the 42. Back to about the original line of scrimmage. It's an 8-yard or 9-yard gain for the Bulldog back. Now it's third down and 10 from the 43. Sacred Heart leading Mead 60-6 after three quarters tonight. Back at Jug Brown Stadium. They had a running clock that whole second half back at Jug Brown tonight. All right, two receivers either side on third and 10. Shaw calls the count. Shaw gives it off, a flag in the middle of the play as Tate Hug tries the right side, and he gets dropped after a gain of a yard or so. What are we going to have this time? Holding Auburn. When I talk to Coach Jensen next week, Coach Tony Jensen, about this ball game, they'll be happy his team isn't all like to, you know, win this ball game, leading now 27-6 with 6:18 to go. But he is going to talk now some about penalties. And Auburn did really well the first half. I think they had one penalty, maybe two in the first half. They've had several here in this later stage of this ball game. So now it's going to bring up third and Auburn at their own 48. They have to get to the 33. Third and 19 again. All right. For their 48, they have to get to the 33. 17, 18, 19 yards. Yep. All right, split two men wide to either side of the field. Shaw in the pistol with one running back. Motion man coming across the formation, and there's a flag. Procedure. False start against the Auburn Bulldogs. Oh, my. So now it's third and 24. All right. Well, I'm not sure what Coach Jan has the playbook for third and 24. I'm sure that he is not the happiest of campers right now on that far sideline for the Bulldogs. With two holds and a procedure call here in the last four plays or five plays of this drive. All right, what do you got in the playbook, Coach? Third and 24. Motion man across. He is Hug. Shaw back. He looks. He floats to the left. He is hit and he is dropped in the back of the arm. Defensively, getting there to make the play. Ryan Foster for DC West. So a sack of the quarterback. Loses yardage from the 41 back to 35, a loss of 6. All right, now, fourth down and loss of 6 there. Fourth and 30, punting formation for the Bulldogs. Punter is Shaw. He boots it away, and it's hanging to the right side. It's going to hit, and it's going to roll forward. The Bulldogs got it corralled. Inside the 30, inside the 25, at the 22-yard line. Nice punt. A 38-yard punt. Nice job. So, again, DC West of the football, first and 10 of their own 22. And now they have 4:47 left in this ball game. All right, split a man wide in the near right side of the field. They'll put a man in the slot also on the right side. That's going to be Antoine Wright, quarterback. Let's see who it is here. I'm going to hand the ball off, running it straight forward for nothing doing. It is the leading ball carrier on the night, Matt Beck. to a 202-pound senior. Yeah. A decent job tonight. He had nowhere to go that time. So it comes up second down and 10, almost 11, 10 and a half, we'll call it. Hazy moon over the football field here at Valley tonight. John Nix along with you. Brian Hurt back at the studios, taking care of us tonight. And now handoff straight ahead as DC West seems content just to let that clock run and get this thing over with and live to fight another day as Gage Gregorich hands the ball off this time to Caden Jensen. Jensen with nowhere to go. It'll bring up third and 10. Third and 10, clock moving all the way down now to 3:37. Here come the squad. Here comes the Ravens out of the huddle. All right, here they come over the ball in the pistol, ready to go. Taking the snap, quarterback Gregory drops back to the right. He looks, he fires up the sideline. Ryan Dixon went up the ladder to try to catch it or tip at the ball, skids all the way back to the bench. The ball boy knocked down by one of his helpers. Tackled by one of the young fellows there. So, it's bad. You can't trust your own, helpers. That's no good. So, it will be putting formation with 3:12 to go. In there, Gregorich, the punter, and now quarterback. Here's a snap. Punt is away. It's a high punt. Short. Binder says, everybody get away from it. The ball going the wrong way for DC West. Auburn will have the ball first down and 10 at the Falcon 48-yard line. Well, it was 20-0 at halftime, and now it's 27-6 with 3:01 to go in quarter number four here tonight at Valley. All right, two receivers right. In the pistol. Again, call the snap count. Pitch it back. Running the football is going to be Liguori. And Liguori runs the right side. Not much running room there for Nixon Liguori. No gain on the play. It will bring up a second and 10 situation for the Bulldogs. They'll be in the right hash mark here. They'll bring him in wide to the right side this time. Let's see. That is Burke Moody, freshman tight end, so it's wide to the left. It's Tripp's left. Shaw calling the count. Shaw back. Shaw will hand the ball off again. That's Liguori, I believe. And Nixon Liguori will have 2 yards on the play. And the clock will keep moving on third down and 8 now with 2:07 to go. And counting out here at Valley, Nebraska. In next week, HTRS will be hosting Johns County Central here on Sunny 101.3. It's 7 o'clock kickoff at Power Field on our Bruce State College Game of the Week. Snap it back. Quarterback Shaw runs. He passes out to Liguori on the left side. He is hit and knocked down after a 2-yard gain. We'll call that a pass play and a 2-yard gain for the Bulldogs there. They have not thrown it much here in this second half tonight. And now with fourth down and 6 to go, clock 1:23. Bulldogs can punt it or go for it or whatever they want here. They're going to line up to go for it on fourth down. They're all the way at the 46 of DC West. I think you're going to take a delay game penalty here, maybe. Nope. They're going to call the play, quarterback running, quarterback throwing, and he didn't get it far enough down the field. Good rush in there, good pressure that time by Matt Beck on the quarterback for Auburn, and that will turn the ball over the Falcons of BC West High School at their own 46-yard line. We have 59 seconds to go in this contest. Timeout call by the Ravens. They'll get another crack at it here, and we'll be back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Frontier Bank in Falls City is excited to offer a new program called SCORE School Support. The bank will be making contributions to Falls City Public and Sacred Heart Schools based on various athletic and academic achievements this fall. Contributions are awarded in multiple amounts from many high school varsity athletic teams and high school honor roll and scholar success. And in addition, Frontier Bank will contribute $10 to a customer school choice for each new customer relationship established. Frontier Bank in Falls City, good with money and local school support. Visit frontbank.com.
This is Sunny 101.3.
And we welcome you back here. We've got a timeout call by the Ravens. All right, ready to go. They break the huddle. Coach Mike Troy called them over. And Greg Rich, ready to go. In the pistol once again. 1 minute to go in the ball game. Takes a high snap. He'll hand it off. Straight forward goes Jensen. And, boy, he did a nice job there. He had a little gap, and he'll pick up about 8, maybe 9 on the play. I don't think that was Jensen, though. Who was that? 22 on the carry. They switched up backs on me there during that timeout. That was Brady Singer on the carry. He picks up 9 yards on the play. Snap it back. Give it to him again. And Singer will have the first down. He'll get about 3 on the play. Clock continues to wind down here with 27.8 seconds to go. Why did the clock stop? Oh, they're moving the chains. Okay. Nobody's going to take any timeouts here. We're just going to move on. Gregorich goes back in with a play from the sideline. This will likely be the last play of the game. Split a man wide to the left side. That's Jason Patchin over there on the far side. He's got a slot man. That is going to be right. And again, a handoff to the right side, carrying the football, Brady Singer. Brady will move the ball down. He'll pick up 8 more yards, and that will be your ball game. Your final score, 27-6. Auburn with the win. They improved to 3-1. They've won 3 in a row. Now 2-2 on the year for the Mustang, or for the Ravens, excuse me. 27-6 your final. We'll be back and wrap this one up after this 1 minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
Have you had an injury that's keeping you away from your sport? The Johnson County Hospital's Physical Therapy Department wants to help you out. These guys are good. And whether it's something serious like an ACL to a minor sprain, they make an individual plan that's based on your goals. The staff are former athletes themselves. They get it. And with their top-of-the-line equipment at their disposal, your injury? Well, game over. Visit the Johnson County Hospital website to learn more. That's the Johnson County Hospital in Tecumseh, where you're taken care of.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Althea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website althea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Althea.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
And we welcome you back here. Our final score tonight is Auburn with the win over the Ravens by a score of 27-6, the final. Auburn with the win. Our scoring wrap-up and post-game number brought to you by Arbrister Motor Company in Falls City. They've been there since 1951. Arbrister Motor Company, they've got Buicks, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeeps, Rams, and new and pre-owned vehicles and certified technicians for a full-service body shop as well at Arbrister Motor Company in Falls City. Just two scores in the second half tonight. First and 10 with 6:43 to go in the third quarter when Matt Beck ran in from 8 yards out for Douglas County West. Back half to 9-play, 61-yard drive. The two-point conversion run failed. It was 20-6. Auburn came back on a 4-play, 32-yard drive and got a Brad Hall 4-yard, make it a 14-yard touchdown run. And Ryan Dixon kicked the extra point to make it 27-6. And that was our final score. No more scoring in the final 12, 11 minutes and 58 seconds of this ball game tonight. Individually, in the ball game for Auburn tonight, they were led by Ryan Dixon, 5 of 9 passing for 30 yards in the game tonight, but running the football, 14 carries, 140 yards, 3 touchdowns, 128 yards, and 3 scores coming in the first half. Brad Hall, 12 carries, 64 yards, and a touchdown tonight for Auburn. Leading the way for DC West, Matt Beck. I had him 8 carries for 29 yards in the ball game tonight. Auburn now 3-1 on the year. They've won 3 in a row. And DC West drops to 2-2 on the season. So that is your scoring wrap-up and the stats for tonight from DC West. Again, we'll have HRS hosting Johnson County Central next week on Sunny 101.3. And let's see, I think that's about all we have. Fall City trailing 42-14. That game live on sister station KTNC right now. After three quarters, Fall City Sacred Heart was leading Mead 60-3. That's a running clock. That's probably just about over. Johnson Brock was up 18 at halftime over Donovan West. So that's the scores we have, and that's going to wrap it up tonight. From Valley, Nebraska, I'm John Nixon for Brian Hurt saying good night, everybody.
C&M Seed Center, LLC, is your bulk seed headquarters in Mound City.